It's just too easy to believe that normal is an uncomfortable state. And then to feel strong enough, empowered enough within your own being to shift that when you need to really be able to go in and really make it a realignment with your being. Anything else to report overnight?
Yes, this is Mark. I had a little rough night, but then it was because they moved my room and I was next to the furnace room. So I had this vibration. So I had to put earplugs in and listen to good frequency music to sleep last night. So that was a challenge. But it was a good lesson in the sense of I was aware of how sensitive my body was to the vibration.
Yep. You and Becky with the HVAC. Yeah. So a couple of us had these like blaring noise, and I would consider what you and Becky were experiencing as blaring noise, kind of invasive energies or not calm energies. And we are sensitive. Mark, where are you? What kind of retreat place are you at?
There's a place called the Lisle Retreat Center, which is actually quite a lovely place. It's Sisters of Notre Dame, so there's a lot of good feminine energy here, and they have a tendency to be fairly progressive. It's like on, I don't know, 3 or 4 acres of land, and there's a lot of space and room here, and there's a nice pond in the back and like 3 acres, so it's a pretty relaxing site, and it's relatively inexpensive. It's like $65 a night, so.
Wow. Where is it?
It's south of Toledo, so it's about a
Oh.
2 hours from Cleveland.
Oh.
What's
Wow.
it called again, Mark? I didn't
Well,
hear that
wait,
it was.
maybe he,
Sorry.
why don't you just put it up on, if you could put it up on the comments
Sure.
page so that people could,
Great. Thank you.
I will do
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Okay, good.
Sarah.
Run.
I had a Kundalini question.
Okay.
It kind of pertains to me, but I wonder for some time whether there's a relationship between the Kundalini energy and the Parkinson's.
That's a good question. I don't know if I can
What was the
answer it.
question, Sarah? I
Ron,
couldn't understand him.
Ron, Ron has Parkinson's. And
Right.
so he was wondering if there's a relationship between the Kundalini and the Parkinson's.
Oh, good question.
You know, and I'd actually have to kind of go into that deeper with you to see if there is. I would say, in general, the first place we want to access for healing is the Kundalini. And if there's blockages there, is there a dog or what? What's, I'm just.
My dog, that's Posey, my dog, started, she's screaming. I couldn't even, sorry, I didn't
You
ever
still
be able to hear
sound.
that.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of, here, let me just, I'm having a lot of problems with audio in general. I think it's just a problem I've been having all weekend. So I'll try and put myself on speaker when I speak.
Okay. Boy, I can relate to that for several months with my podcasts and audio being an issue. So I understand. Okay. Back to.
But Posey's feeling our energy, so she's having a nice dream. But
Oh,
I'll mute
okay.
my.
Okay. So. Back to what I was saying. So, in general, our health does relate to the flow of Kundalini through us and the healing nature of Kundalini. And would it take quite a bit of practice to really influence a chronic health condition? Yes, with working with the Kundalini, but I do believe it's possible. But in your case, we'd like have to do, you know, kind of a deeper look at what's going on with your body and where it's at and what the Kundalini has to say. But Kundalini would always be the first place to go for healing, actually. Now, did you notice something, Ron?
Well, what I'm aware of is when my medication wears off, the vibration starts in my feet. That's the first place I feel this. It's kind of like an electrical charge.
Uh-huh.
My feet moving up my legs.
Interesting. So have you worked with it, with the earth energy?
Not enough.
Okay.
I'll get back to you after the course.
Okay. I'm just watching the energy in your body right now. Did you just notice a shift in your body?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe. Yeah, it's moving up into my top of my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all of a sudden you aligned with the earth energy and it's flowing nicely through you, going out through the crown.
It is.
Uh-huh. Well, enjoy that. Stay there. Okay. Just letting everyone settle in. There just seems to be a lot of clearing that needs to happen this morning, so we'll go through, and understandably, with the amount of information that's going on in the world. Okay, so I will put us on mute, and we will go into our sacred circle. So it's very important that you remember your agency, your sovereignty, your own connection that exists within your being to earth, to spirit, to your direct connection, your birthright. And again, it's not about ego. It's about owning who you are. It's not about proving or being accepted by some teacher or guru or someone that you admire. Within each being is this agency and power and sovereignty. And like I say, it came with the package of being here. And you don't have to earn it. And you don't have to prove it. If it's between you and yourself, your authenticity, your integrity, and living aligned with your unique expression of being, your unique frequency, your unique prime frequency. And there's no being pleased with yourself if you do. It just is. It's interesting that this is one of the other big humps to get over due to the conditioning of our culture of disempowerment, disenfranchisement. So being in unity, consciousness, and being united or aligned with a group does not mean you give up any power or agency to the group. It means you stand in your energy. And provide what is yours to provide. Express what yours is to express. Not because someone expects it, not because you expect it, but because it's intrinsically you. So I'm waiting as each member of the circle makes their connection. And just notice what gets in the way of you believing you can do this. And then the ability to self-correct and self-adjust is the skill or the ability you need as you're realigning, coming back to your inherent connection. And like we mentioned, if you go into shame and blame and guilt, you will not be able to self-adjust or self-correct. So when we were working with the energies last night, you were relaxed enough, spacious enough to allow the energy and the intelligence of that energy to serve you, to help you, heal you, align you. And you probably felt when your mind wanted to get in there and control and direct. And then you self-corrected. You took the mind out. You returned to your intuitive sense. And then the flow could resume. There we go. That's self-correcting. When my teacher was alive and I could meet with him, even though it was painful, I wanted to meet with him because then I had a sense of where I could and needed to self-correct. That he held a frequency that I wanted to align with. And when I was near that frequency, I could notice where I was off. And could then readjust my energy, my thoughts, my feelings to align with that frequency. And once I became familiar with what that felt like and what the alignment felt like, then I was able, because he died and left the planet, I had to figure out how to do it on my own. That was 30 years ago. And that's what everyone here needs to learn how to do. So noticing when your mind takes over, when your intuitive sense needs to be the right operating system for the job you're doing, or when to use your mind, how to allow your mind and intuition to be informed by a greater energy, by a greater love and wisdom. There we go. So the frequency of the sovereignty is starting to come through to the group again. We keep getting rebolstered and supported and empowered. So this energy has a majestic quality to it, a noble quality to it, an authentic quality, and it also has a loving quality. And we're going to deepen into that now. So we'll greet the spirit of the land where you're at and the nature spirits. The owl has spread its wings and is embracing us. Allow yourself to shift into your felt sense, into your intuitive sense, softening, letting the mind know that it's off duty. Great Mother Earth. Great the spirit of the water. The nature spirits on your land, the water on your land. Create the spirit of the sun, the light of your being. Create the spirit of the air, the breath of life. And the spirit of the ether. The plenum and the fullness of all life. Notice the flame within your root chakra, within your pelvic belly area. It's like a pilot light that is lit now. It is that root chakra with the lotus, with the flame right in the center. We're starting to quiet down finally. We greet the spirit of the directions, the east, the south, the west, the north, above and below. Recognizing the structure of our world, of our universe, as being held in line by these sacred energies that know how to create a dimension. Now, last night when we were talking about the intelligent energies and creating a relationship with them, every time you do an invocation, like we're doing with the elements, and in every tradition, there is an elemental alignment. And this is how you develop your relationship with this intelligence. By honoring and recognizing that which is our support, our foundation, the source of our being, we come into relationship. And we learn directly through that relationship. So everything is about developing a relationship, and ceremony and structure in a tradition is about developing that relationship and maintaining it and cultivating it and making sure it stays fresh and alive. I feel very blessed to have these relationships in my life. I can count on them. I learn from them. They're my teachers. So if we put it under the conceptual idea of building relationships, and that ceremony is about this relationship with the unseen world in order to create relationship. It brings us into a realm where we can actually, quote, relate. Have a touchstone of why these ceremonies are important. Because the tendency of the Western world is to use, not to form relationship, where relationship is formed strategically to use. And these energies, spirits, whatever you want to call them, are not inclined to want to be used. So the coverings over our hearts are starting to release. And we need to watch this, because if we come from the dominant cultural mindset, there is going to be an inclination to using rather than forming relationships. Using covers a lot, you know, grasping, getting, wanting, desiring, attaching. All in service to an unconscious self. So this is nothing new that I'm saying. It's part of the perennial teaching, but it's understanding it in a little bit different way, giving you a way to shift consciously when you know that you've been in the mindset of the dominant culture, going through this little greeting of the elements and the directions helps you shift from that state into the relational state. And it, your experience of these energies can be uniquely yours. They can be fanciful. They can be imaginative. They can be based on just a frequency experience. It doesn't matter. That's the inclination of your being. It could be pure sound, pure light. There's no one way. But that's yours to explore and get to know and allow it to grow. There. Now we're starting to clear. And the circle is activated. And we're going to greet the microbial elements, intelligence. We wish we were as smart as these little viruses, bacteria, and fungi. We wish we had their ability to adapt and find places to live easily. Know how to multiply, take up space. Well, let's come into harmony with them. And so that consciousness comes into harmony within our body chemistry and the living intelligence within our body. Of the microbial state. And I'm considering that all these beings that we can only see under a microscope, you know, that live in the earth and are the original, part of the original burst of life on the planet. So we're staying aligned with that. I don't want you to bring in mentally any other. Don't want you to bring in COVID. I don't want you to bring in anything else, but aligning with the harmony of these beings. Someone's doing that. So please don't do that. It's not our job to heal COVID. It's our job to align and be in harmony with this level of consciousness. That seemed to have sparked some fear in people, so please try to reground and align with your own alignment. Okay, this got blown out. So I'm going to bring us off of mute so we can find out what's going on. So unmute yourself. Quietly. Okay, so what happened? Where did the fear come in? Was it a passing thought, something in your environment? What happened? A glance at a email? What is it? There's something going on there. So what happened?
I know for me.
Okay, we got two marks. Okay.
I was just going to say, I fell asleep, so I had no fear. I was having a lot of back pain early on, and it went away. I mean, it just instantly went away. I don't know why. It's completely gone now. And once
wait. When did it go away?
20 minutes ago.
No, I mean, what were you doing when it went away?
Meditating, listening to you.
Okay. Okay, that's powerful for you. Okay.
Yeah, very powerful for me. And
good.
And I'm completely pain-free. I haven't been pain-free in the whole weekend. And I was just going with it and drifted off into, I could hear you, but I wasn't, too awake.
Okay.
I had no sense of fear, completely comfortable, and I remain very comfortable, and I'm going to sit here and enjoy my pain-free back.
Yeah,
so.
Good. Okay. Okay, Mark Topena, what happened with you?
Well, there was a natural thing because there's somebody here at the Renewal Center who got COVID. They're separate from this whole facility and everything, and that was that room.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. We can't hear you.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I was moved from my room because there is a sister here who does have COVID. They're in a different part of the building, but they were moving them into the area where I was at because it was an isolated area with an ensuite bathroom. So that kind of popped into my mind when you brought up the microbial stuff. So, because I was very, very grounded and feeling very holistic until that little nudge came in, and then it kind of like spread a little bit. And then I was grounding again into the earth because the microbes in my garden are wonderful and they're very helpful. So I kind of tried to go back into that place.
Okay. Okay. Did anyone else have anything come in?
We had a little bit of an unsettling morning, and so I noticed that I'm really doing my best to make sure I'm present and grounded. I didn't notice any fear just now. I was actually starting to relax, but I do know that there was an upheaval earlier this morning, so I've been trying to recenter myself in this. So,
okay. Okay, good. Go ahead. Ananda.
I would say the same for me. There was electronic technological problem. I opened my MacBook and there was a virus in there that wasn't yesterday. And I spent 40 minutes on the phone with AppleCare and I couldn't straighten it out.
God, and when does a MacBook get a virus?
Exactly. And I just was sitting here thinking, do I have some sort of scrambled relationship with electronic media? I mean, my car broke down and it was nothing to me. It was just nothing. And this, you know, I was foaming at the mouth at the end of the whole wasted conversation that they couldn't fix, you know? And so I really tried to calm myself down and reflecting over how sadly that it, you know, so much dissipated. And it was just, that's what technology does for me, to me.
Believe me, I understand that too. I'm dealing with that stuff all the time. Okay, so isn't this, I mean, I brought us back. Normally I wouldn't bring us back, but I just felt like there was just something to learn here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not to shame, blame, admonish, nothing. This is just about learning so that we can understand how these energies impact us. Was anyone feeling any disturbance in the circle at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lisa. And when we first started for that, you know, and you kept saying, okay, we're still releasing. I could feel like, why? I kept feeling like, why is this so sticky? I don't know how to explain it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know that it was me, but I could feel in the circle that there was stickiness.
Right.
And that it was trying to pull me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And yeah. I actually had to get out a crystal bowl and do some tones in my room. Okay. And then that kind of helped me anyway.
Good. Okay. So this is how subtle and refined our consciousness gets on retreat. Yep. And why this is a challenge, but also good exercise in having the retreat be part of our life too. It can be straining, you know, but I would have to say that even if we were in a retreat center in New Mexico, if something was going to come up to teach us something, it would come up. You know, I mean, we're, mm-hmm. we'd never be that protected from a lesson. So I just wanted to bring us back to be able to talk about something that we would normally not talk about.
Sarah?
Uh-huh.
When you mentioned the microbial realm, I was thrilled because I love the microbial realm and I greet them every single day. And I remember in Light Journey, the meditation we did with them and how much power I felt from them and how much love I felt from them. Mm-hmm. So I was really, really happy. And we came back now and I am like a jumbled mess in my torso. Uh-huh. Am I picking up the group? I mean, it's very unsettling to me. I'm trying to... Ooh.
We'll go back into it, but coming out of where we were to do this is unsettling. It's shifting the energy and the consciousness. So take care of yourself. But this
is. Well, thank you for mentioning them because I'm happy about that. I really am. I really love them. I do. I just do. So.
They're cute little beings. As Piper would say, they're so cute.
Well, there's a sensation that I get when I greet them. And it is, to me, it's the ultimate connection to Mother Earth, because every teeny little part of my body is a microbe. Mm-hmm. And I greet them, and then I can feel myself just greeting Mother Earth, because we are complete and total microbes. Mm-hmm. So every organ, every part of us. So I just love them. Okay.
That's awesome.
I love your joy with them.
Oh God, I just love them so much. Right now I'm just so in love, and I don't know what to do with myself. Okay.
My whole being lit up too at that moment.
Uh-huh.
That was really neat.
Okay, we'll get back to it. But I just wanted to show you how delicate we are at this point, and how just the slightest movement off center. What is that noise? Just the slightest movement off center can invade the group and affect the sacred circle. So Mark, that was a good lesson. And totally, I mean, having a virus in your computer, and it's just interesting, all that coming together. What? Apple's not supposed to get viruses, right?
Right.
Exactly.
So, okay. Now, one other check-in. It took a while for everyone to come back to their sovereign self, but are you recognizing it now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And the difference of being in there versus kind of giving your power away to the world. Mm-hmm. That's the primary lesson of the retreat. So come back to that space. And we'll go back on mute. And we'll continue. Okay. We're on mute. So realign yourself with your grounded space. I remember I was speaking to the idea of relationship and building relationship with the unseen world. I have this relationship built up over many decades that I know that when I sit down with a client, I'm going to receive the help that I need because of the relationships I've nurtured. And it doesn't matter if you see it as an aspect of yourself or your higher being or elementals and spirit guides, it's still all about relationship. And ceremony is an entree into relationship. And so we spoke about ceremony on the first day. And when Amin, my teacher, married me and Ken, he said, I know Sarah doesn't like long ceremonies. So he just went kind of poof, you're married. He did it really quickly. But over the years, I have come to appreciate the entree, the ceremony, and the bridge it can be to the expanded sense of self and awakening our consciousness to a greater reality. Okay, we're settling in again. So let's sense the energy in our feet, our connection with the living earth. And when you're ready, join the circle. So once again, the power is put back within you to join the circle from your prepared, grounded place. Again, the teaching of sovereignty and yes, rest, yes, sleep, better than resisting and fighting and thinking. When you sleep, your light wakes up. It took me a long time to figure out how to let my mind go to sleep and let my light intelligence wake up. And sometimes it feels like you're just so sleepy and you have to go to sleep. But as you practice, you'll be supported by that inner light. And whether it's through dreaming, visioning, some other way of being awake, you'll be awake. And so you don't have to worry about it. When our mind goes to sleep and our body goes to sleep, all kinds of consciousness is awakened. We're not dead when we go to sleep. A different intelligence wakes up. So we're intelligent 24 hours a day with just different forms of intelligence. There we go. Now the light's coming in. And if there's pressure in your third eye, come back down to your root. The visions come from the integrated chakra system, not just the third eye pulled out from the rest of the chakras. As the chakras activate balance and synchronize, they breathe together. They form geometries together. They form flowers together. They form mandalas together. They awaken different intelligences, but it's an integrated system. So if you focus on one with your mind, you're pulling it out of the integration. If you're brought to that awareness of a certain chakra because the intelligent energy brought you there, then you're in the state of being taught by Mother Kundalini. There we go. Now we're receiving the cleansing and fortifying. Blessing of the spirit of water in its higher form. In the higher form, water is the color white. It is like that Amrita that we experienced on the first evening, I believe. The waters of the heavens, of the heavenly spheres, are pure white. And they stream in waterfalls of liquid light into our being. And we're being purified on that level right now. And this is what it means that relationship has developed and you've come in relationship with this state of consciousness. And I'm focusing on that word relationship to help us get out of that grasping, using, needing state of being. And it also puts value on you as being part of the reciprocal relationship. You're not meant to disappear. You're meant to transform through relationship. I want every relationship, every conversation, every interaction I'm involved in to be reciprocal and transforming, alive. You know, when you get bored with conversations with people just talking about themselves and unaware of who they're talking to, those aren't alive. That's not a transformational relationship. And more light is pouring down, more liquid light. And this is still the Kundalini. This is still the feminine energy. This is not the masculine energy. And now the frequency is raising to the next more refined level of pure light. So we're just about climbing out of the hole into the purification of our everyday life now. Able to start feeling the freshness, the vibrancy of life. This is what I would consider like normal. If we were going to give a normal, this is where we're neutrally cleansed, quieted down, open to receiving and being in relationship with all that we are. Presence of the Holy Mother is here again, the Great Mother. And she's giving each one of us a rose, a pink rose. This represents an initiatory experience, this initiation ceremony. And we're receiving the blessing of a great master. The great masculine, the holy masculine. This represents our beings coming into balance and a stage along the ascension process. And with our energies balanced, we can continue. And we reach a stage where we go beyond words, images, into the more sublime. Let your entire being melt into the divine love. Okay, we will, you're welcome to stay in the state you're in, or if you need a little break, we will return at 10 of. Is it quiet by everyone, like in your, around your surroundings now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very
yes, it is.
Very still?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. I have a neighbor running out. Sounds like a shop back.
Oh, so it's not silent by you?
No.
I still have my the guys are here, my little boys are still here, so we've got joyful noise.
It is so still outside by us right now. The trees are not even moving an inch and everything is quiet. And I get to watch the woodpecker, the pileated woodpecker, go into his hole in the tree, which I can't see all summer long. But now that the leaves are gone, I can see his nest. Okay, so comments or questions? I mean, there may be no words after that kind of experience.
This is Ken. I can confirm the world got very still. And it's very strange how absolutely quiet it is outside and inside me, inside me. So maybe there's a connection.
Okay. I think I'm going to suggest a change in the schedule a bit. I first need to find out, there's two people not here that I'll have to make sure. Would it be okay if we break now and then reconvene at 2:30 instead of 3?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Now, that's fine with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's two people missing, so I need to find out who those people are so I make sure to get them the information. So I am going to just call out names here to see if who's not here. Becky McLaughlin, you're
here. I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of you, I can see your names on my screen, some I can't. Becky Distad?
Here.
Okay. Cindy Rakow?
Here.
Okay. And Cindy Schickendance?
I'm here.
Mark Tapena?
Here.
Okay. And Mark Schickendance?
He must be asleep.
What's his phone number so I can see if he's still on here?
216-287-7851.
Okay.
I'll go up and check on him. Climbing the tree outside.
Hold on a second. Okay, and then Lisa Lansing?
I'm here.
Okay, Lisa Polino? I see you're here, Lisa. Okay, and Fran? Are you here, Fran? Can't hear you. Oh, someone just got on.
Ananda. Ananda. And this is Lisa. Yeah, I was on mute. Ananda just came.
Okay. Ananda, you here? Can you hear us? Ananda, can you hear us? You must be on.
She's on mute.
On mute.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I kept being thrown out, but I'm back on.
Okay, good. And we're still missing one person. Okay. So we just changed the schedule a tiny bit. We're gonna pause now and then reconvene at 2:30. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. So there's one person I'm still trying to figure out who's not here. See, Ron, you're here, right? Yeah, I see you. Elena, are you here? I Maybe it's Elena. I can't get back on.
I'm here.
Oh, you are? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Always like hearing your voice, Elena. Okay. And Marianne?
I'm here.
Okay. Trish?
Here.
Okay. Kate? Are you back? Maybe it's Kate. Kathy Nacy?
I'm here.
Okay. And Ken? Andrea? Okay, so Kate is the only one I have to make sure. Maybe she's having trouble getting back on. Okay, so does anyone have any comments or questions at this point? I just want to make sure I don't disturb if you're in a nice deep place. Let you be there. Okay. So
I guess I have a question. Am I the only person who kept getting bounced out?
I don't know that because Kate's not back on either. So maybe she is too.
Okay.
I got bounced off a couple times earlier.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here, Kate?
I'm here.
Okay.
I had to do hard six in order for you to hear me.
Sarah, I think it was Fran that you're missing.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Because I'm not thinking straight. Okay.
And did we hear Trish? I don't remember.
Yeah,
Trish.
We did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we'll pause now and we'll reconvene at 2:30.